Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, How to Reach Your Physical Goals. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I know a lady who was a powerful minister. She came out of the nightclub life. Came out of stuff that they were doing in Vegas and everything. God saved her. Gave her a ministry. But then after some years, she thought she could go back into that place and minister to some people she knew were still there. And so, you know, she's in the casino. And she's trying to talk to them about some things. She said she looked down and realized she's running her finger around the rim of a margarita. Like she used to. Tasting the salt. And she realized she had to get up and get out of there right now. She probably shouldn't have been in there to start with. She jumped up and she ran out of the, ran. Everybody say run.
Run.
Run. Run.
Run.
Run.
Run.
It gets a time where it's not time to talk.
That's right.
It's time to run.
Amen.
Now this applies at this level. It also applies to Twinkies. If you've not been able to resist a Twinkie, if somebody whips out a Twinkie, you got to be honest enough with yourself to know, I can't stand around and talk about the Twinkie. If I talk about the Twinkie, I'm going to eat a Twinkie. Next thing I know, I'll eat a box of Twinkies. Do you know your flesh well enough? Or are you honest enough with yourself to know, I got to get out of here? People say, come on, we're going to the big buffet. You're going, I can't go to the buffet now. Maybe sometime, but not today. I can't go to the buffet. See, pride and people kidding themselves is what keeps folks defeated in this area, because they like to think, well, I can handle it. I can. Yeah, you sound like you can handle it. I can. You better stay home, boy. All the girlfriends are going shopping. You and your husband about had a divorce already. Got every credit card maxed. Well, I'm just going to go and look. You better stay home.
Amen.
Clean house or something.
Amen.
Go jogging. Hmm? See, you got to know where your area is that you have given in and given in and been weak. And yes, you can get yourself built up, but in the meantime, have enough understanding to know, I can't go there. I've talked to guys who were alcoholics for years. God delivered them. And they were honest enough to come and say, you know, man, I've been dreaming about drinking. And there's this liquor store that I pass every day going home. And man, I start thinking about it time I'm out of the parking lot. I told him, I said, don't drive by it. They said, well, it's right on the way home. I said, can you get home another way? Yeah, but it's 3 miles. I said, fine. Don't drive by that store. Well, no wells about it. Nothing to think about. Don't drive by the store. How many understand this now?
Yes.
Something's pulling on you. Yes. There's an X-rated movie theater there. You used to go in there. You used to watch that stuff and it's pulling on you. Don't do anything that reminds you of it. Don't do anything that puts you in unnecessary proximity to it. Now this is not just a thought I'm giving you. This is the Bible.
Yes.
Do you remember the wise man in Proverbs telling his sons about the wayward woman? And what did he tell them? Don't go near the door of her house. Don't go down that street. Don't go in that part of town. Right?
Amen.
That's what the Bible teaches. People say, well, I just want to drive down and see what it's like there. Why? See, people are being dishonest. It's their flesh that wants to go down there.
Yeah.
It's the lust of their eyes that wants to check that out. And they try to make it spiritual. Well, I'm just wanting to see how to pray about this. I just want to see. There's people read books on witchcraft and other junk because, well, I just want to see how to pray. No, you got no business. No business.
Amen.
Reading that stuff. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
You got no business doing it. Puts thoughts in your mind. Puts things in you you should never have to deal with. How many realize there's some things you'd have been so much better off if you had never seen? If you had never heard them. Because it's come back to your mind 1,000 times and you've had to cast it down. What if you'd never seen it? You'd have never had to deal with it. Never even had to think about it. Well, whether it's avoiding adultery or losing those 5 pounds. It's easier to pass the grocery store than the cookie aisle. It's easier to pass the cookie aisle than it is your cabinet. You understand what I'm saying? I've seen some wonderful situations where people did what we're talking about. They ran, they were honest with themselves, and they were spared untold problems. I've seen some sad cases where people didn't. I had a man in healing school years ago who was a very successful attorney. And he was well known. I mean, his law firm was well known. Looked like success in every respect. Beautiful wife and children. Very wealthy. And he became an alcoholic. And he drank socially and drank socially and then he's drinking at home, and then he got to the place where he's getting up in the morning drinking and carrying liquor with him. And it got to the point where it destroyed him. It destroyed his marriage. It destroyed his relationship with his children. It ruined his practice. And he's almost abject and destroyed. He came to the ministry where I was at as a last resort, a broken man. And he stayed with us, I think, a week. And I remember it was outstanding to me. At the end of the week, he was very attentive and very receptive. I laid hands on him, laid hands on his head, and we prayed over him. He told me later, he said it was so real to him. He said it felt like something, a band broke from off of him. He could feel it. And that terrible, gnawing, tormenting craving for alcohol was gone. He told me. And I knew it. I knew it in my heart. I knew, man, deliverance was here. But I also had something else come up in my heart. And I don't usually do this, but the Lord tells me to, I'll do it. I took his face in my hands. And I fixed his face towards mine. I said, look at me. I said, hear these words well. I said, do you remember what Joseph did when he was tempted with Potiphar's wife? He said, yeah. I said, what did he do? He said, he ran. I said, say it out loud. What did he do? He said, he ran. He got up and ran away. I said, if you're tempted about liquor, you must run.
Yeah.
Don't put yourself in a place where you're tempted with this again. I said, because, you know, you yielded to this. And you, I mean, he'd go get drunk and pass out, not know where he was, have blackouts, not know where he was or what he did. For days. And see, his life had been spared and spared and spared by the mercy of God. I said, but now you are delivered and now you know. I said, don't do this again. One more time might be all it takes for the devil to take you out.
Yeah.
Are you listening to me now?
Yeah.
This is so important. See, the Lord is merciful. And sometimes people think, well, they got away with it. They lied. They stole. They had unprotected sex with 500 people, you know, and they didn't contract a disease and didn't seem like it, you know, and just didn't kill them. Listen, all it takes is one more time. one more time. And so many times when you've been delivered and the devil knows that, that's all he needs because you know too much now. If he can get one more time with you, that could be the time he takes you out. Are you listening? And I had that in my heart about this man. I looked at him because God's doing an amazing thing for him this day. He said he felt it. And he it just came out of him. And he had this desire no longer. I said, listen now. Don't put yourself and subject yourself to unnecessary temptation. And if something comes up, run. I don't care. Forget pride. Get up and run. Run. I mean, I made him repeat it to me. I was very forceful with him. I made him repeat it to me like 3 times. I didn't know why the Lord came on me like that about it, but I did. And he said, oh, yeah, okay, okay. I said, what do you do? He said, I run. I said, run. Well, we shouted. I mean, he's delivered. He went. He was excited. He went and did mission work.
Hallelujah.
He was free. He got it worked out with his wife. They got back together. He got it worked out with his children. They were doing good. His partners in law even decided to take him back.
Hallelujah.
He began to build back up. And a couple of years later, he's having a luncheon with some clients. They're all drinking socially. He's sitting there looking at that drink. How many understand he's already messed up?
Yeah.
At this point, he shouldn't even be sitting there looking at that drink. But it's still not too late. Looking at that drink. Looking at that drink. Next thing you know, he reasons with himself. He's been delivered. He can handle it now. He can handle it now. So he just took one little really small, just like almost a taste. 4 days later, they found him in an alley. He had had a massive stroke. He's in a wheelchair, unable to speak or move. You see now why the Lord dealt with me so strongly. To impress upon him to run. All the devil needed was that one more time. One more time. Friends, this is so serious. I know it's a sobering thing for me to tell you something like this, but this is reality. And if a man like the Apostle Paul, who knew about righteousness, knew about authority, knew about walking with God, if he said, I have got to discipline my body every day. I got to keep this thing under control. Elsewise, even after I've done so much preaching to other people, I myself could wind up disqualified. We got to control this thing. Amen.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Freedom from Condemnation, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R130. That's R130, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.